don't understand that the using of drugs and alcohol is just a symptom of the illness and the disease that we suffer from. And in the program, I got to learn that there's a lot more symptoms than just the using part, and that it's a program of recovery and a lot of action. And I learned all that in Prop 36, and there's so much more than just the using and the drinking part of in our addiction that the public needs to be aware of, and the people that have the illness and the disease need to be aware of. And thanks to Prop 36, I was made aware of that, and today I still get to participate in recovery. Thank you.
Thank you. I wish we had, it's the availability of the treatment programs goes back to it, and we could catch some people even before they were arrested and sent there. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, my name is Travis Henderson, and I am also an addict, alcoholic in recovery, and thanks for letting me share my experience, strength, and hope with this body today. Prop 36 has saved many, many lives. If it wasn't for Prop 36, I would still probably be in prison. That is how I was able to get out, at least on one occasion. I've been in the prison system numerous, numerous times for numerous years. I too have went back to school and got my degrees, and I am a program director of a drug and alcohol detox and treatment facility. We do share our experience, strength, and hope through the blessing and the hard work and dedication of the Prop 36 team, because they are the people, and this is the proposition that has saved countless lives. You know, I've gotten to, unfortunately, give CPR to dead men lately, and I couldn't save their lives. But you know what? I did get to save mine, and I am truly blessed and grateful to these individuals who serve this. So if you would please keep in mind that this money that we are asking you to allocate us is going to be intended to save lives. And recovery treatment, inpatient treatment, is the only thing for me as an addict, alcoholic, that did save my life. I've tried outpatient services, and it wasn't until I went into an inpatient residential was I able to get it. And I was only in there for 30 days. And I, too, have all the good stories that these other men and women have, but it's a very important thing that we think about here. Lives are at stake. Thank you.
Thank you very much for sharing that with us. We hope some people will watch this. We are televised. Maybe sometimes those things repeat and people will get to see it statewide. Thank you very much.
Madam Chair, Steve Zahner representing the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors. The board does support the funding at a $209.3 million level. I have a letter on file, so I won't repeat what's in the letter, but I will tell you that in 01, 02, the first year of the program in Los Angeles County, we had about 5,100 people in for treatment. Last year, over 16,000 people, and that's in addition to about 18,000 background checks and over 25,000 evaluations that occurred with the Prop 36 money. Thank you.
Madam Chair, members, Donna Brownsey representing the California Opioid Maintenance Providers in strong support of full funding for Prop 36. And just briefly to associate myself with the remarks of Mr. Mulhart in terms of providing trailer bill language or some direction to the department so they can refer more of that money for the opiate addicts and get medically assisted treatment through NTPs. Thank you very much.
Interesting question.
Kelly Brooks on behalf of the California State Association of Counties. Clearly, Proposition 36 is an integral part of our alcohol and drug treatment system here in California. As you look at the funding for the program, we encourage you to look at an augmentation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Casey Kaneko, Urban Counties Caucus, and I think it was fortuitous that you scheduled the items that you had on your agenda today. It certainly shows the interrelatedness of all
these
programs.
The foresight of staff, as it were.
Yes. Yes. And we're in support of full funding, whatever that's determined to be. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ignacio Hernandez on behalf of the California Attorneys for Criminal Justice. We are the statewide organization of criminal defense lawyers. We see these individuals before they get into Prop 36 with some of the other offenses. We try to get them into Prop 36 programs, and we deal with them and their families after Prop 36, see how successful they are. We fully support funding for Prop 36, hopefully above the $120 million we'll be willing to work with you as the process goes forward.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Lisa Fulberg with the California Medical Association. The physicians of the CMA see addiction as a medical problem that needs a medical treatment and support the full funding of Prop 36.
Thank you. Judge Manley, the final word.
Never.
I think.
Very quickly. I just wanted to give you some practical input. Speaking for myself, and in my county, I supervise all of Proposition 36. I'll just give you this information from a criminal justice aspect in terms of working hard with people trying to get defendants through treatment. One of the problems that I think that is inherent with Proposition 36, it is funded on an assumption that everyone finishes in 1 year. And if you look at the actual numbers in my county, and unfortunately we have never had sufficient funding, we are very fortunate in that the Board of Supervisors provide general fund support for Prop 36 clients, or we would not be able to serve the number we do. What has happened is, if you understanding bench warrants, people, and you've heard all the individuals who really, and they use the word, I've been in the programs and in programs, and you asked about that, Senator. What happens is, when people drop out of programs, bench warrants are issued, and we have a 40% now bench warrant rate. That is not high for drug addiction. It's standard. The defendants then, there is a gap of time, 2, 3, 5 months before they're back. What happens is, if the inflow remains the same as it has in Proposition 36, of over 50,000 a year, and in our county alone, 3,000 new defendants a year, they never finish in 1 year, and therefore you end up with 6,000 at one time, and you end up with waiting lists at every level of treatment. And to me, it is somewhat a simplified way to look at this as to why more funding is needed. But I personally strongly support trying to obtain more funding for Proposition 36 any way we can. And as for a number, I think our committee initially had recommended, and I believe you supported the number of 150,000. Thank you.
Million. Thank
million.
You.
I am way off. I'm sorry.
But 150 was the right round number. All right. Thank you all so much, and I appreciate everybody's patience in being here so long, and hopefully we'll be able to move more expeditiously at some of our future hearings. But thank you all very much. Hearing is adjourned.